Welcome to episode 2 of Hula Hoopla, a podcast for hoopers. I am your host, the Hoopanista, Paige. And I have got to say, we had a fantastic turnout for our World Hoop Day event here in Portland, Oregon. I don't know how many people we had, but we did raise $200. Our goal was $500. And I just sent a check to Hoop and Annie at World Hoop Day for $200, and I'm very pleased with that. So for those of you who turned up, please pat yourself on the back. We did a good thing. And we had a great time, and I met a lot of wonderful hoopers in the community that we've been playing tag on Facebook. And so I got to meet a couple of them in person. So I got to meet AT and Melody K. Hello, ladies. And then just having everybody in the same room was really amazing, and the energy was off the chart. So good job, and just a wonderful job to Lori for finding her space, and to Donna at Center Space Studios for allowing us to hoop in her fabulous studio. So on this episode, I sat down and had a nice one-on-one with a handful of hoopers that I just randomly pulled out of the event, and the first person I talked to was Groovin' Megs. And those of you in the Hooper community know her very well. I was a little starstruck, so it was really fun to sit down and talk to her. And then I also talked to Dylan, who in the interview, I labeled him as one of our two token male hoopers. And I really need to step aside from that classifying hooping as only for women, because it isn't. And it's just that I don't see that many men hooping at hoop jams. And so this is an opportunity to, one, correct myself, because we had more than two male hoopers. In fact, one of them was my friend's husband. So sorry, Jane. I guess you're one of the girls to us too. But so I apologize. And hooping is for everybody. Every male, female, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are, how tall you are, how, you know, whatever. Just hooping is for everyone. So again, I apologize, Dylan, for telling everyone that you were one of the two token males. So anyway, sorry about that. So without further ado, let's talk to Groovin' Megs. All right, so it's World Hoop Day, and I'm sitting here with Groovin' Megs, quite tickled to death. We're having a lovely little hoop jam at Center Stage Studio tonight. Nice turnout already. Our goal is to raise $500. We'll see. The jar's almost full, people. Woo! Come on down. Although this will be airing later. But anyway, so happy World Hoop Day, and thank you, Hoop and Annie, for spreading the joy and the love of hooping. So, Megs, we were chatting before I fired up this little thing, and you were telling me why... what hooping means to you, in a manner of speaking.
Well, you know, I'm coming up on my 6 years of hula hooping this December. It'll be my 6th year of picking up that round piece of plastic and wondering what the hell to do with it.
Where were you?
In Virginia. It was a Christmas present. My mom got it as a joke. And then my sister was better than me, and I didn't like that much.
Younger?
Yes. Yeah. It took me 2 days to get it. And then I brought it back to college. I didn't drink, and I was already weird, so I started hula hooping, and it was just, to top it off, the best element to bring back to college with me and to finish it up, because I started a hoop group there, and then that's what kind of inspired that community.
What was your hoop group's name?
Really, we didn't have a name. It was more about just the fact that I had a bunch of people that we came together, and it was so genuine and pure, and then there's like no business tied with it. We were just like hooping, and then I moved out here, and it was really a different environment. I had no idea, but it was fun. But it was just, there's more of the movement was out here. It's older and more mature. But so where I'm going with that is, over the 6 years, it's changed on what hooping's meant to me and means to me. But it definitely is the only way I can meditate. Being an Aries and being fast and a thinker, I can't sit still at all, but I can hula hoop. And that's the way that I can really, like, just not think about anything else and just meditate and be. So I think it's really helped me in that essence, because I've needed that in all realms of my life, just to be more patient, more calm, more just be. Stop thinking, stop anticipating, stop having expectations. So the hoop has helped me not have expectations, just kind of let it flow and let it be. So I try and always, and then that person that I become when I'm so high off the hula hoop, that like true, I feel like that is my true self. That is me. That's my spirit. All that other shit that comes out when when life sucks and I'm stressed out and I can't pay this, and that's like not me. That's just the illusion. And but when I'm hooping, that's my spirit dance, and that's what I remind myself, like, that's me. That's, and that's who I want to try and be in all aspects. Like when I'm angry behind the wheel of a car, I try and be Groovin' Megs in the hoop. I'm like, how does Groovin' Megs feel? She's happy, not Megan Abernathy driving this car. She's not. So I always try and relate back to that bliss. Because once you can achieve it there, you can kind of try and tap into that bliss else, like, at another time. That's kind of where I feel I'm at right now. It's saving me through meditation, through bliss, activation.
Well, you made a really interesting statement of, I don't want to, like, quote you, but it was hoop's basically saving your life right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty stressed out, and if I didn't have the hoop community on Facebook, I feel like I have more friends online than I do in real life at the moment sometimes, and maybe it's just I can communicate with them easier on the internet than in real life because of how opposite schedules are. But I just feel like my hoop community helps. They see me. It's like inspiration is very similar to unconditional love. The people that I've inspired love me almost unconditionally. Even if I cuss or even if I have road rage and I'm like, that guy's such a jerk. I mean, they still love me because I inspired them to dance or them to achieve that bliss. And that's kind of something I'm reminded when I go to hoop camp or these people who don't know me at all. They don't see my weak moments. They only see that spirit dance. And that's
and drawn to it.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Because I'm like, they remind me of who I always want to be and who I am when I'm not covered in illusion with all the other crap. Exactly.
Well, it's funny how when you say that the hooping, it calms you. And I've seen you hoop. And like, when do you go slow? It's like, I have to...
You
like,
need to analyze my recent hoop camp performance, because that's pretty slow and juicy. I do.
That's true. It was very sexy.
You're right, because I'll never forget it. Hoop Camp 2008, it was Stefan and Megan the Cat did a fire hoop workshop, and I thought this was the first hoop camp, and so there was some ego in everyone, because we were, like, debuting ourselves. We were like,
right.
Oh, you're Lavender 5, I'm Groovin' Megs. All of our YouTube identities and real-life identities, and I don't mean ego in a bad way. It was just, like, everyone vibing each other out in these real-life forms, and I'm going to speak from myself, because I thought I was badass, and Stefan, he goes, Megs, why don't you slow down? I was like, because I'm Groovin' Megs. I don't slow down. But then he came up to me after this last hoop camp, and he was like, wow, you've really taken on. And also my injury, my hip injury, is the other thing that made me come to a slamming halt.
I talk to people a lot about that, about the hooper hip.
Yeah,
so
and
we
like,
can,
that's
we can go
where
into
I can't
that
jive
too.
With. I'm like, whoa, I can't. Like, any sort of, like, house beat, I have to, like, shy from. Anything that like too fast will take me there. So Govinda, who we have playing in the hoop jam right now, I love Shane Diomad and Govinda. Anyways, he's slow and juicy and sensual, so I've kind of changed the hoop music I listen to, because that's obviously going to inspire me to groove and move differently. So I've tried to find more like sensual movements, and then
I like that so much.
Yeah, and not to take like Serena's word, but I just really try and embody the word juicy in my movements and just like move with it, because that's kind of, and that's less impact on the body too.
Yeah,
and I've obviously shifted to more off-body movements, and I do a lot of those circular shapes and traces. I just have focused more on what feels good and trying to do it like on both sides. Trying to be like, oh, okay, that's my right arm leading. Now, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, really just playing with more of a mental stimulation of drawing circles both directions off body. And if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I've been doing, and that is where I have been slowing it down. And it feels good to slow it down. And I'm glad I did.
Well, it's good.
Because then I can prolong my hooping, too, because then I don't all tap out.
Like, yeah, like in the first 5 minutes, you're totally just, sweaty, like, spent. Gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk about the hooper hip thing, because I did your, you had the body hoops at hoop camp, it was last year?
In 2010, yeah.
Yeah, when you taught us about stretching and the importance of it and the injuries that hoopers get.
Yeah, it was just something that hit me. I'm just like, wow, you know, we go heavy, hard, fast, and for hours. And we are just like into it, and there's not a lot of preventative talk, and there's not a lot of... Now there is, and I'm not the only one who brought it up. There's there's a lot of healthy hoopers who do our health practitioners and do, you know, these things, who have taught that to their students in all quadrants of the world. And I think I was just fire. I had fire under my bum from Hooper's Hip. And
yeah.
I was like, that's how I live my life constantly. I had an eating disorder, and I got my degree in nutrition, and now I work as a nutritionist. And then I have, I mean, I fall down, I get up, and then I teach. And that's kind of how I seem to live. When I recap my stories and explain what I do to people, I'm like, wow, it seems like because I fell and I got up, I want to educate people and emphasize and sympathize and mainly educate and inspire. So Hooper's Hip is not just that. I really can't wait to release stuff about the knees, elbows, shoulders, because all the joints. It's any sports or any athleticism, anything that we're constantly doing, these repetitive movements over and over, are going to stress out the ligaments and tendons. So it's important to do stuff outside of the hoop.
Yeah.
That will, in turn, improve your hooping and improve your coordination or your muscle firing patterns. And so it's really cool. I mean, that year that I taught at Hoop Camp, there were so many people who are interested and love anatomy and kinesiology like I do. And I really think it's a beginning of movement, an underground movement within the movement of how. And then now there's a new Facebook group called Flow Arts Injury Prevention.
Oh.
So, and I don't know if you've seen that, but
no,
that's
I haven't
really cool. There's a lot of great information going down on there. A lot of health practitioners are. It's so cool because you can post, my elbow hurts, what's wrong with me, you know? And I think that's cool because we can upload videos there, and that's what I've wanted to do on my project is I can't really help people until I can look at them and
right.
watch their gait and watch them do a squat assessment. And that's what I would really love to do with my project eventually is work via internet with helping analyze people's squatting forms, helping them kind of reestablish firing patterns because my programs are really general. And I got new people like, well, what if I have this? Or what? I shouldn't be doing this. And I'm like, I know. Well, I'm trying to teach to the masses.
Right. That's a brilliant idea, though, to really, you know, have like a...
Because
a...
everyone has compensations. We all have asymmetrical, one side stronger than the other, and that's okay. But when we pick up that hula hoop and jam to the left way more than the right and don't even lie and say you don't because we all go one way more than the other no matter
yeah.
what, regardless of intention,
yeah,
it's going to only... Like, so my knees are bothering me right now. I'm not even going to be able to... hoop as much as I want, or because I Zumba so much now too, but my knees are injured because of my hip injury, and that's why I got so inspired to do corrective exercise. I was like, wait, my knees are correlated with my hip? Whoa, I can like spread injury? Oh, geez, like, whoa.
Yeah, and the whole thing when the ankle's out, the knee's out, the hip's out, the shoulder, the neck.
Yeah, so it's like so important to like catch it, fix it, because we're going to be, because people are trying to hula hoop to get in shape, and if you're already out of balance, then we want to get you in balance to then get you, I don't know. So it's not the end of the world. I mean, I love how people spin it as a fitness thing, but if I think there's a lot of preventative, like people's lower back.
Yeah, it's like, well, I like that. I think the first person I heard call us Hooper's athletes
yeah.
was Hoopalicious.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's one of my biggest inspirations.
Yeah.
Again, at Hoop Camp 2008 is where I saw all these people in real life. And I was like, whoa, they have muscles, like Spiral, Shakti,
oh my God,
Hoopalicious,
yeah.
All my favorites. I'm like, damn, look at those triceps. Rich Porter, I'm like, you know what? That, the stronger you are outside the hoop, then the stronger and more sense of control you're going to have over the hoop. That only makes sense. Especially when all those anti-spins came out, like in 08, when Rich was teaching us how to do all those pops.
Mm-hmm.
That takes so much strength on the shoulder.
It does. I'm still.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I need to get on my, you know, get on, light the fire under my bum again, and get some shoulder exercises out there to prevent injury, because a lot of the double hoopers, mini hoops, mag hoops, all those new objects coming out.
All the things we're all excited about playing with.
Yeah, so now we have new joints to focus on strengthening and protecting. So yeah, I feel like I kind of found my place in the community, kind of found my purpose and where I can correlate all my education and what I'm so passionate about, only because when I was injured, I was not a happy person. I mean, I already like battle between having temporary happiness issues. And then when my hip hurt, people are like, Megs, why are you hooping? I'm like, shut up. I want to be, you know, it's really hard and there's some ego there because everyone's getting better at me than double hooping, and I'm like, Groovin' Megs is falling behind. No!
Oh, no!
She got the split before me. No! You know, it's really hard for many, many reasons, and I'll be honest, and it sucks. So I'm back in action hooping, but I have to always watch it. Like Hoop Camp, I mean, by Sunday, I'm always not participating.
Like, Sunday's a slow...
I'm pretty sure everyone's like
Sunday's
that,
a slow day.
So. For anyone, though. Regardless of injury.
Yeah. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, my pleasure.
This is,
seriously.
Yeah, so we should go play.
Yeah, we're going to go play.
All right.
Yay.
Thank you. All right, we're back again. It's World Hoop Day. And I have a couple of my students here with me tonight. Woo! I'm so proud of them. You guys really have progressed tremendously. So I'm going to go ahead and have you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hi.
I'm Cal.
Hi, Cal. Welcome to World Hoop Day.
Yay!
I'm so happy you turned out. And so tell me about how you're feeling tonight.
Well, this is my first hoop jam. This is both of our first hoop jam, all of our first hoop jam. And it's so awesome. The energy was a lot different than I thought it would be. And there's a lot more people helping other people out than I expected. I even got people asking me for tips, which kind of knocked me out.
Nice.
You were very helpful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I personally am just impressed that that many people in one small space don't run into each other more. It's really impressive to me, you know, having done martial arts and other stuff where you have a lot of people packed in. People are always smacking into each other, but there's something about this. Everybody kind of knows where to go. It's really cool.
I haven't seen any blood at all today.
Not yet.
Even a little bit. No, not at all. No blood.
Well, when you're in the hoop, you begin to form this sense of space. Like a lot of times in classes, I say, always look behind you. I do that a lot with children. It's like, you know, look around, walk around with that hoop, swing it completely behind you. Watch out for the dog. Watch out for your neighbors. Watch out for the glass behind you.
Oh,
watch out.
Oh, my God, yes. I was so completely kinesthetically challenged. I mean, my whole life. I was in martial arts, and it took me like a million years just to learn how to do a forward roll. And all of that is coming back to me here in doing the hooping, because I'm getting a little bit more, what's that term, the grace comes later?
Yes.
Well, it's coming slowly.
Yay.
And I'm getting a little bit more aware of my surroundings, so I'm bumping into things a little bit less, which is nice.
Trust in your body more, I imagine.
Well, yeah, that's true too. I mean, I never thought I could do a quarter of the stuff I'm doing right now, thanks to you. I really did not think I was capable.
It's the effort that you put into it is making the difference. It's being excited about the videos and doing the research and having partners to hoop with makes a huge difference, especially and to cheer each other on.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the three of you working together in class and out here, and Erica, who you met, she's just like, you need to interview those three. They're so excited to be here. I'm like, I think I will.
Well, my partner Yona here, she took a long, long time to finally get to the point where she could pump, and we all went on that journey together. And because Cal over here was like a fish in water, for God's sake, he just took to it. All your belly dancing.
No, we've definitely done all kinds of stuff. We've rearranged our living room so we have room to practice.
Nice.
What we used to do, because I'm kind of learning DJing as a hobby, and we used to have little dance parties. And now it's pretty much gone to, I'll just put together a playlist so the three of us can hoop to it.
And I have to say, I was really digging your playlist. Really enjoying it. It was very inspiring.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yay. So keep in fact, if you want to start bringing them to class.
I would love that.
Pardon my burp. We have great food here, by the way. Sugar and healthy snacks. But yeah, please bring a playlist to
Absolutely.
Class.
Sure, thank
so.
You.
Oh my God, he puts up the most killer playlist at home. I swear, some of your music has gotten me to learn tricks. I swear to God.
There's actually a song on this mix where it's like, that's the song where I learned to do the barrel rolls, because the beat was just right to it. So every time the song comes on, if I try to do anything else, my hoop's like, no, it's barrel roll time. No.
That is a huge thing. And I hope to, as I get to understand DJing, because that's out there. It's just like, it's the people that play music, right?
Oh, yeah.
But there are so many hoopers that I've seen that like are married to DJs or musicians. And what a great collaboration that is. But the music really does make a difference. So yes, please bring playlists to class.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's great. Yes.
So what were you expecting tonight when you knew about World Hoop Day and you knew it was a hoop jam, but what were you expecting to see when you walked in?
Oh man, I don't know what I expected. Maybe like, I expected the physical space to be about like this, but I expected there to be like, you know, 5 or 10 of us, you know, maybe 15 if we like at classes, and we would all like kind of relax and hang out, and maybe we would hoop some, and I come in here and it's like it's wall-to-wall hoops, and people are helping each other and helping each other so they don't fall down and getting each other's hoops when they fall across the room, and they fly because you lost track of them and doing a new trick, and people learning new tricks. I think what really shocked me was all just the sheer number of people and the amount of energy people were throwing into it. That was cool.
I wasn't terribly surprised because I've become completely obsessed, and I'm like going on YouTube and looking up lots of hooping to get ideas for different styles and different ideas and different tricks. So I'd already seen a bunch of footage of Hoop Jam, so I was really excited, and it was exactly what I thought it would be, which is awesome.
Awesome. Well, now I hear a little Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It might be.
No.
That's like somebody switched. Somebody's got good taste. It's true.
Well, it might be time to go back in there and hoop.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you for the interview and taking the time.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you.
So, another World Hoop Day interview. I am with
Dylan Rao.
Hi, Dylan. So you are one of our two token boys in this at this event. So you were just asking me how often do we do these kinds of things. So today is World Hoop Day, and I think you heard Lori kind of explain the whole...
The message and the purpose and all
that. The mission, and we're trying to raise money so kids can enjoy their childhood and have hoops all around the world, and the ultimate goal is that everybody that wants a hoop is going to have a hoop by 12-12-12. So that is the next World Hoop Day. So as far as jams, we try to have when we can. We're having a hard time with finding affordable space. So, and hoopers take up a lot of space.
Yeah, indeed.
As you've
noticed that.
You've noticed that. So hopefully we'll have more. And I've been posting. How did you find out about this?
One of my friends is actually in there, named Sarah Parks. She's kind of been the one teaching me hooping. That's her hoop that I've been using all
right on.
It's a very beginner hoop.
It's a fabulous hoop.
And she was like, hey, you want to come hoop with me on Friday? And I was like, sure, absolutely.
Oh, nice. So is this your first hoop jam?
Yes.
Nice.
I basically picked up the hoop a few days ago, and I've been teaching myself how to do the very basic, you know, okay, around the waist.
That's fantastic. And you're here with all these hoopers, and it's not that intimidating, is it?
It wasn't when I wasn't paying attention, and then I stopped hooping for a little bit and started watching everybody else, and I was like, wow, so I've still got a lot to learn, apparently. But
it's always a learning process. Practice makes progress. Don't worry about perfection. You're going to find your own style.
I mean, no, what I'm noticing is, like, especially the people who seem to be the most skilled, it's almost more dance, really, than, like, technique when it comes to the hoop. Like, there's actually very little what I would consider hula hooping, and it's more just the movement of the hooper and the hoop, like, kind of in conjunction that makes it look so amazing.
The hoop dance is incredible. There are some beautiful moving out there.
Yeah,
that just,
like, I was for a while watching Max, who her name was, and it was just...
Driven Megs.
Yeah, she was amazing.
We had, and I think she's already left, with Melody Kay's here, and A.T. Allison Turner is here. She just left. We have quite a few people in the hooper community, which is really nice. So this is a nice cross-section, and it's interesting to see the different styles. So hopefully that's inspiring you a little bit.
At least giving me options, you know. A lot of people learn from. I learned some new techniques tonight just by standing in the corner, watching people for a few moments, and then going out and trying something new. So it's really open and friendly to people who are new. And I'm really excited about that. My only trepidation about coming here was that I was going to be kind of embarrassed, you know, walking in and knowing next to nothing. But it's not at all the way it's been.
That's what they're for. They're here for...
Everyone's been more than willing to help. It's actually kind of surprising. I keep feeling like I'm kind of taking up too much space. Because my hoop's big. I'm kind of big.
That's
like, oh, no problem. Here, let me help you out with this. You know, let me give you a little technique. If you're struggling with a certain move. And it's been, I don't know, nothing but enjoyable. And the food's great too.
We have delectable snacks. And I have to say, girls really like boy hoopers. It's just, it shows you're not all hung up on yourself, and it's like you're willing to have fun and be free and expressive and be silly and who cares?
I don't know. I'm coming from like football and wrestler's background.
Wow.
So I did a lot of sports in high school, and then kind of dropped out of that in college and just kept lifting and kind of do things on the side. And I just recently again picked up the hoop But once I did, it was kind of the most serene activity I've found so far. Like, it's definitely physically difficult. You get that, like, after 30 minutes of trying to hoop, you're going to have a sweat breaking out. You're going to be working. But at the same time, you're not going to be, like, really intense mentally. Like, you're going to be able to kind of just, like, almost meditate while exercising, and that's really, really rare to be able to find. So, for me, it's, like, very, very, where physicality is very important. That was always been, like, a huge plus for me. And in a very short period of time where I've started hooping.
Now, do you hoop in both directions yet?
Yes. Actually, that's...
Good that was for
my,
you.
That was my first thing. It was like, okay, I got one side, and the other side just was not very good. It was like, okay, I'm just going to keep forcing.
Now, did you just figure that out on your own?
Oh, yeah. I was like, well, you
nobody lectured you on the...
You can't do it both ways. And I mean, it's like, I can do really well this way.
I call that, and I'm coining this phrase, I call it being hoopadextrous. When you do your tricks in both directions. That's hoopadextrous.
Well, I don't know about tricks yet, but I've got the base down, okay, you know?
Yeah,
we can go from there.
No worries about the tricks. It's like finding your flow, and like you said, very meditative and relaxing, and you do it for your reasons, you know? And I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here too, absolutely. It's been a wonderful experience so far, and hopefully it makes me clear soon so I can run back out and keep going.
Yes, well, actually, your hoop's big enough you can clear your own space.
Just, yeah, force people out of the way. Okay, so I'm going to come into here now.
Watch out, here he comes!
Realize, yeah, I can just, like, scoot away for a moment.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you so much. Now go play.
Thank you.
So, yay, that was the show. Happy World Hoop Day. For those of you that celebrated it, and for those of you now learning about it, check out worldhoopday.org. Find out more about that, a fantastic organization, and our next World Hoop Day is 12/12/12. And thank you again for everyone who turned out in Portland, Oregon, and to Dylan, I apologize, I actually just listened to our interview again, and I called you a boy, I'm so sorry. So lesson learned, hooping is for everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I will talk to you again soon. Happy hooping! Yeah, and I forgot to plug myself. I am the Hoopinista, Paige Tachner of Portland, Oregon. My company is HulaHoopla.com, and you can read about this podcast and other hooping little tidbits coming out of my brain at Hoopinista.com. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.